Greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, this is Pastor Jason Govender, and I bring greetings to you from Eshcol Community Church in Clara State, Durban. And we want to say a big God bless you to Good News Community Radio for allowing us this opportunity, which we count a privilege, to bring to you a word from the Lord. And I know that you are going to be blessed today. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you today for this opportunity that we have to call upon the precious, the powerful, and the never failing name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for your word today, that your word is blessed, and that your people are blessed. For I pray and I ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, friends, I want to speak to you for a few minutes today in the area of standing strong. Amen. I believe right now, regarding the times that the church is in, that we need to stand strong, otherwise we will be swayed by every kind of doctrine and all the challenges that's coming our way. We will begin to just lose our hope and lose our focus. We'll be talking about standing strong, and I want to draw your attention to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7 verse 25. And Jesus said, "And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." We're talking about standing strong. Well, Matthew chapter 7 and these words found for us in verse 25 was a part of the Sermon on the Mount. Well, we need to understand that wherever Jesus went in the wilderness, people were there, people were following him, they heard about the miracles that he had performed, and they were amazed by his teachings as well. And now we have the latter part of the Beatitudes, or the Sermon on the Mount, found for us here, where Jesus says, "And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." Jesus closes his sermon with a parable that drives home the importance of obedience. Now, the old idea, and sometimes we focus in the area of the rain descended and speaking about a house and it was founded on the rock. But the old idea in Jesus speaking to the people and sharing this parable was in the area of the importance of obedience. And Jesus was talking about, "He who hears my words and my teachings and does them is like a man, a wise man." So Jesus, he talks about the parable of two builders, the wise builder, and he also talks about the foolish builder. So Jesus draws a comparison between two foundations. But the focus here, dear friends, is in the area of obedience. And I believe that we are living in very trying, very pressurizing time, and we need to be obedient to the Word of God. Amen. We need to understand what the Word of God is saying to us in these very difficult and challenging times that we are living in. So he says that those who listen to my words and they do it is like a wise builder. And thereafter he says, "And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." Well, friends, if you are obedient to the Word of God, then you are going to stand strong. Amen. As we look at our lives, and maybe you are just trying to remember your family and what your household has been through recently, over the past few years, and maybe the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on your house in different areas, maybe the area of sickness, in the area of your emotions, in the area of death, you lost a loved one and you're struggling to get over it. But you are still there, my friend. You are standing strong. You never fall. How is that possible? It is because of the hand of God Almighty, but more than that, it is because of your foundation, which is the rock Christ Jesus. Amen. The Bible declares in 1 Corinthians that no foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11. So we need to understand that we need to build on the rock, and it means to obey the word of God. Amen. We've been through challenges. We've been through struggles. We are pressurized from all sides. But I'm telling you that we will stand strong, because if God is for us, who shall be against us? Amen. So now Jesus draws a comparison between two foundations. The foolish builder, he didn't have a strong foundation, and when all these natural elements came across, his house fell down and was destroyed. And I'm saying to you today that if we want to stand the test of time, we need to have a solid, firm foundation, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to be obedient to the word of God. So after Jesus, he concluded the Sermon on the Mount with this parable, the response to the sermon, the Bible says, and so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught as one having authority and not as the scribes. So friends, I want to say to you that regarding your life and regarding what you have been through and all the challenges that you have been going through, I'm saying to you that if God is for you, who shall be against you? Amen. Maybe you're going through a challenge right now, but I'm saying to you, sometimes the challenges are there to test our faith, and it reveals our character. Amen. What you're going through right now, maybe the challenges is coming from all sides, but it is there to test your faith, and it is there to reveal your character. And if Jesus is our firm foundation, then we are going to stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to understand, dear friends, that you and your family may have been knocked down, but it's not over. You are going to stand strong in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may have been wounded because of what's happening around you, but you are going to stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm declaring today, dear friends, that if our foundation is solid and strong, nothing can move us. We will be unmovable. We will be unshakable. Irrespective of what is happening around us, we will stand strong simply because of the solid foundation which we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. So you're listening to this word right now, and you probably don't know Jesus too well, and you just want to give him a chance. And I'm saying to you that if you open your heart to him and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, you are my rock. You are my firm foundation. And friends, I'm telling you, thereafter, you begin to use the word of God to build on that foundation. Your life will be blessed. Your life will be blessed. It will be one of its kind in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. That's the God that I'm talking about. A God who never fails. A God who cannot fail. The Bible declares that all things work together for good. And right now you may not understand what is happening, but I'm saying to you, you keep your peace. You keep your eyes on the Lord. You don't need to respond to everything everybody or everything that comes your way. You just keep your focus, keep your eyes on the Lord, and know that if God is for you, who shall be against you? Amen. You are going to stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus. So Jesus said, as he was closing his sermon on the mount, he said in Matthew 7:25, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. And I want to draw your attention to a spiritual perspective of what Jesus said, that if we make him our firm foundation, then friends, I'm telling you that you are going to stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus. But remember, Jesus shared this parable to get one point across, and that was the importance of obedience. Being obedient to the Word of God and being obedient in doing what Jesus has asked us to do. Amen. So I want to encourage you today, whatever's happening in your life, whatever you're going through, just open your heart to the Lord. Allow Jesus to come into your life. And friends, make him that solid, firm foundation, so that when you go through the challenges, you will never be moved in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I trust that you have been blessed or even encouraged by this word today. Let's pray together. Father, we come to you once again in the precious, in the powerful, and the never failing name of Jesus. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you today for your word is blessed and that your people are blessed. And Father, I pray for those who have been knocked down. I pray for those who are struggling in some areas of the life right now by the Spirit of God Almighty. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would raise them up, because there is purpose over their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we come against challenges, we come against difficulties. I pray that you will help them to have a firm foundation, so that they will be unmovable in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that they are standing strong, even for those who are receiving this word and they want to receive you as their personal Lord and Savior. I pray right now that the Spirit of God Almighty will touch your sons and your daughters, and even those who want to grow spiritually and become spiritually mature and understand greater things regarding the kingdom of God. I pray that you would give them revelation, for I pray today and I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, friends, just to leave a thought with you before I say goodbye. Many times we are tested, not to show our weakness, but to discover our strengths. This is Pastor Dayson Govender saying to you, stay blessed.